I'm Bill Wise. The National Weather Service says a winter weather advisory is in effect today for most of the state for light snow and possible slick road conditions. Light snow should continue to move west to east across the area today with accumulations averaging 1 to 2 inches. An effort in the Missouri legislature could change the way school funding is figured for the state's K-12 public schools. Excelsior Springs Representative Doug Ritchie says the formula used to fund public education contains outdated local assessed values, ultimately giving fewer dollars to charter schools. Ritchie's plan could move millions of dollars from traditional public schools to charter schools.
In order for us to truly live up to the promise that we believe that our students should receive the opportunity for the best possible quality education in a free public context, we need to live up to that promise when it comes to the financing of that.
During a public hearing yesterday, several opponents of the bill testified that traditional public schools require more funding because of obligations like requiring transportation or enrolling most higher need students. Under state law, charter schools are only allowed in Kansas City, St. Louis, and any unaccredited school district. The state is organizing 3 mass coronavirus vaccination clinics for this Friday in northwest Missouri's Savannah, northeastern Missouri's Mexico, and eastern Missouri's Lincoln County. Matt Pilger of MissouriNet affiliate KXEO in Mexico has this.
A free COVID-19 vaccination will be offered in Audrain County to surrounding residents this Friday. Missouri National Guard, through a partnership with the Audrain County Health Department, the County of Audrain, and the City of Mexico, will be vaccinating those 65-plus years of age and adults with high-risk conditions. Missouri National Guard hopes to be able to vaccinate up to 2,500 residents from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Mexico airport. Matt Pilger, Mexico, Missouri Net.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson's State of the State address this afternoon in Jefferson City will look different than any other State of the State speech in recent history. Brian Houseworth explains that it's due to COVID-19 precautions.
The Missouri Legislature, Missouri Supreme Court judges, cabinet members, and statewide elected officials will gather in the House chamber for today's address. The 162 current House members will sit at their desks like normal, but coronavirus safety measures will relocate senators and the 7 Supreme Court judges to the upper gallery instead of the Missouri House floor. An overflow seating area and a projector being set up in the Capitol Rotunda, where about 50 to 75 chairs will be set up. The governor outlines his legislative priorities and state budget blueprint today. The address begins at about 3 p.m. Missouri Net will broadcast the speech live and have stories to follow. Brian Houseworth, Missouri Net.
You'll find more news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to news on Missouri Net.